Good evening and welcome to Vespers. My name is Scott Kirshner, Village Pastor, and our Vespers service tonight will be led by Verlon Brown. Verlon is a Lutheran pastor in Seattle and former Village Pastor here at Holden from, I think, 90 to 93. Did I get that right?
Yep.
Okay. Let us prepare ourselves for worship.
I should tell you we're going to do a couple of freedom songs today, and in honor of Sarah Pitcher, and there are these freedom songs. One you're pretty familiar with, the other one you're familiar with, but the words have been changed. So I'm going to try to lead sing you into how this is supposed to go. So. You're going to help me.
Which one are we doing first?
So I'll go. You'll know the tune. So, Lake Chelan is chilly and cold.
Freedom come and it won't be long.
Freeze the body but not the soul.
Freedom come and it won't be long.
Freedom, freedom.
Freedom come and it won't be long.
You got that? Everybody knows that? All right. So let's stand up. And this is what I want you to do. I want you to stomp your feet like this. And then clap. Lake Chelan is chilly and cold.
Freedom come and it won't be long.
Freeze the body but not the soul.
Freedom come and it won't be long.
Freedom, freedom.
Freedom come and it won't be long.
All right. That's it. Is that okay? All right. That's it. So when that part comes, that's what we're going to do. And the other one is just clapping right away. And I didn't tell Sarah that I was dedicating these songs to her, but I, you know, it's holding. So I'll read the text. The text is Peter 4:10. Like good stewards of the many-colored grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. When I was a kid, I knew all the dogs in my neighborhood. I knew everybody's dogs and who their owners were. Michael Roberts, their dog, my best friend, their dog was named Tag. Ronnie Gardner, who was my brother's best friend and lived across the street, his dog was named Princess. Denise, who lived up the street, her dog was named Gent. Beverly Maddox, who lived up the street, her dog was named Sergeant. And everybody knew everybody's dog's name and what the dogs would do, which dog could swim, which dog would fight, which dog wouldn't fight. We all knew everybody's dogs, and it was in the days when there were no leashes. And so you'd bike along, and your dog would follow you, and wherever you go, your dog would follow you, and it was just a different time. This poet once called it as a time before anybody you loved had died. That special time in your life when you were surrounded by your family and friends and everything was in place. For me, it was that special time. It was before my mother's best friend, Miss Roberts, had died from a hemorrhage, from miscarriage. It was before the time when my brother's best friend, Troy, had been killed in Vietnam. It was before the time when my own brother got killed in a burglary. It was a time before any of that took place. Our text today talks about, the whole section talks about being surprised when I'm forgetting now. Let's see. Being surprised when fiery trials. I'm looking for a word here. This is what happens when you get old. Adversity, okay, whatever. It'll come to me halfway through my sermon. Anyway, he talks about not being surprised when these things happen. And a lot of us are surprised when they happen, like it's not supposed to happen to us because we've done this thing right or that thing right, or we haven't hurt this person or that person. But he says, when this kind of thing happens to you, that your task is to recognize that you're in a community, that it's not pointless when tragedy strikes. It's not pointless. It's not meaningless. What it means is that you're in a community. There's a whole community of people who are suffering. That's the word I was looking for. There's a whole community of people who are suffering, and that we are not immune to suffering, and we shouldn't feel like if we do this or that, that suffering won't come our way. And when we suffer along with a whole host of other people in this world who are suffering. This year is the 50th anniversary of the Freedom Riders. And the freedom, that's one more reason I thought of you, Sarah. The Freedom Riders were people who integrated the South, who got on buses and went all the way through Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, all of those southern states to integrate a Walmart in, where was it? Alabama. Birmingham, Alabama, it was called the Summer of Freedom, and they got on buses and rode down to integrate this Woolworth, where they had a lunch counter, and it was for whites only. And one of the things that was kind of surprising to them is that white kids from the South. From the North, joined in to go down and help integrate this Woolworths. And later on, when they did the march on Washington, blacks were surprised that so many whites showed up at the march. They assumed that it was their issue, but it became the issue of much of America, because people understood that if one part of the country was I just forgot we were supposed to sing, weren't we? All right, we'll sing them together. Anyway, because one part of the country was suffering, it meant that if one part of the country was not equal, none of the country was really equal. And so they went together to fight to make sure that everybody was equal. They joined in the suffering of others. And our text tells us how to suffer. It says the way to suffer is to rejoice, is to love one another, is to be hospitable, is to serve one another with your God-given talents. And don't complain. It actually gives us instructions on how to suffer. There's a book out called Good Poems, and it's a book of poems of American places. And Garrison Keillor writes the intro for it, And in the intro, he says these are poems about places that the poet got carried away with. And I like that phrase, carried away. When I think of God's grace, I think of God being carried away. When we get carried away with something, we lose track of time, we lose track of what we look like, doing what we're doing. We just lose track of everything, and we're just focused on that task at hand, whatever we're doing. And I remember my mother telling us, you know, don't get carried away now. If you were doing something, if you were having too much fun somewhere, making too much noise, she just kind of looked back and said, don't get carried away now. And we all knew what that meant. It was time to slow down and pay attention to where we were, what we were doing, how much noise we were making. And suffering is about recognizing how to suffer well, is about recognizing grace as well. Is paying attention, not get so caught up in our own sadness, but to pay attention in all the grace that surrounds us. This grace that God has given us, where God has gotten carried away. Everybody here understands that God got carried away in this valley. When you go up to your various hikes and you look down on this valley, you see God getting carried away. And our life, those of us all of us who have grown up in families where there was love, in communities where there were love, we understand the grace of God, God's grace getting carried away with us. Me and my brothers and sisters and our dogs and everyone having their own dogs, this was a time when I didn't understand it at the time, but when God got carried away with her graciousness. And she gave me this life where I was surrounded by loving family and friends. And this many-colored grace of God is all about that, that God being carried away with us. Amen. We're going to have to sing, well, not have to, but we're going to sing two songs now because I messed up and we were supposed to sing one. So stand up. This is another clapping and moving song.
Gonna let nobody, Lord, turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody, Lord, turn me around. I'm gonna keep on a walking, keep on a talking, marching up to freedom land. Ain't gonna let nobody, Lord, turn me around, turn me around. Turn me around, ain't gonna let nobody, Lordy, turn me around. I'm gonna keep on a-walking, keep on a-talking, marching up to freedom land. Ain't gonna let segregation, Lordy, turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let segregation, Lordy, turn me around. I'm gonna keep on a-walking, keep on a-talking, marching up to freedom land. Ain't gonna let no Uncle Tom, Lordy, turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let no Uncle Tom, Lordy, turn me around. I'm gonna keep on a-walking, keep on a-talking, marching up to freedom land. Ain't gonna let no fire hose, Lordy, turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let no fire hose, Lordy, turn me around. Gonna keep on a-walking, keep on a-talking, marching up to freedom land. ain't gonna let no jailhouse Lordy turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let no jailhouse Lordy turn me around. I'm gonna keep on a walking, keep on a talking, marching up to freedom land. Ain't gonna let no injunction Lordy turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let no injunction turn me around. I'm gonna keep on a walking, keep on a talking, marching up to freedom land. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I'm gonna keep on a walking, keep on a talking, marching up to freedom land.
Marching,
marching up to freedom land. Marching up to freedom land.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. Freedom, freedom, freedom come and it won't be long. Freedom, freedom, freedom come and it won't be long.
Well, Mr. Kennedy, take me out of my misery.
Freedom come and it won't be long.
Well, can't you see what segregation's done to me?
Freedom come and it won't be long. Freedom, freedom, freedom come and it won't be long. Freedom, freedom, freedom come and it won't be long.
Well, I ain't been to heaven, but I think I'm right.
Freedom come and it won't be long.
The people in heaven are neither black or white.
Freedom come and it won't be long. Freedom, freedom, freedom come and it won't be long. Freedom, freedom, freedom come and it won't be long.
Well, you can hinder me here or you can hinder me there.
Freedom come and it won't be long.
But I'll fall right on my knees in prayer.
Freedom come and it won't be long. Freedom, freedom, freedom come and it won't be long. Freedom, freedom, freedom come and it won't be long.
Well, I took a little trip on a Greyhound bus.
Freedom come and it won't be long.
To fight segregation because this we must.
Freedom come and it won't be long. Freedom, freedom, freedom come and it won't be long. Freedom, freedom, freedom come and it won't be long.
Well, Lake Chelan is chilly and cold.
Freedom come and it won't be long.
It can freeze the body but not the soul.
Freedom come and it won't be long. Freedom, freedom, freedom come and it won't be long. Freedom, freedom, freedom come and it won't be long.
Well, I can't pay rent and I'll tell you why.
Freedom come and it won't be long.
The rent these days is too damn high.
Freedom come and it won't be long. Freedom, freedom, freedom come and it won't be long. Freedom, freedom,
heaven, but I've been told.
Freedom come and it won't be long.
Up in heaven there's no Jim Crow.
Freedom come and it won't be long. Freedom, freedom, freedom come and it won't be long. Freedom, freedom, freedom come and it won't be long.
Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Freedom come and it won't be long.
Thanks be to God, thanks be to God.
Freedom come and it won't be long. Freedom, freedom, freedom come and it won't be long. Freedom, freedom, freedom come and it won't be long.